Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. Call TJ's team today to see why they're referred to so often. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keys are here with you on this Thursday morning. Looking ahead to Tennessee's trip to the Swamp coming up on Saturday night. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Adam Sparks from the Knoxville News Sentinel. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good, guys. How y'all doing?
Awesome. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, Adam, the passing game for Tennessee through the first 2 weeks, you know, obviously you played Virginia and Austin Peay, so not necessarily the greatest quality of opponent. But personally, I've watched the passing game. I haven't seen much, and I don't know how much of that is they're holding back plays. I don't know how much of that is lack of execution between Milton and his receivers. But it's basically been a lot of bubble screens through the first 2 weeks, and that's about it in the passing game. How concerning is that to you? What have you thought about Tennessee's passing attack thus far?
Yeah, I think the problems are more execution. Now, I don't doubt there's some route combination or something that they've held back. But I have gotten this question a lot over the last week that, you know, well, they went really vanilla throwing bubble screens. Well, let's first off, Josh Heupel's offense is not really there's not flavors to his offense. His offense isn't based on you know, strange personnel groupings or, you know, creative plays or anything like that. And that's not a knock on the offense. It's a great offense, but it's more about principles. You spread them out, that usually exposes the middle of the field, then you throw it there or you run it there. If they don't spread out, then you start to hit the outside and with go routes. And there's not, you know, there's not a way to do that in a vanilla way. If you look early in that game, Austin Peay dropped 8 in the coverage. They left open the middle of the field, but both throws were misfires by Joe Milton. In the second and third drives, the routes were there, they were dropped. You know, I mean, if there was a thought of them going sort of vanilla, it would have been the second half. I think UT thought they'd be up, you know, 40 points at the half, and then they could sort of dumb things down if they needed to in the second half, but that didn't happen. I mean, the fact that they went with a lot of bubble screens to me was more of, you know, hate to say survival mode, but things weren't working downfield. They weren't even open downfield, really, which maybe is a little bit of a concern. They weren't executing things in the middle of the field, so they sort of had to go to that just to drive the ball. You know, I think the offense will be better in this game. I think that was sort of a wake-up call to the offense. But, I mean, a lot of that was pitch and catch. If you're missing throws or if you're not catching throws, that's not play calls. It's just a poor execution.
Yeah, that's well said. We were talking about that yesterday. It's kind of like Kirby Smart explained the offense. It's kind of like going against the modern option, right? I mean, there's different plays, of course, but – like it's principles, and it's like, you know, they're forcing you to make the choice of the defense. You know, like they do a lot of the same stuff, and it's either they do it well or they don't, or you defend it well or don't. So to your point, Adam, I mean, I agree. I mean, it's basically just misfiring. You know, Joe Milton too high and too hard on some of those throws, some drops in there. Like, where do you sense the confidence level is with Milton from the coaching staff? I mean, I take the fan base out of it, because of course people were going to scream Nico the first incompletion this year. But do you feel like Joe Milton, like, is there a loss of confidence? Do you feel, and do you feel this is an important game for him to kind of solidify himself, or is that overreacting?
Yeah, I don't think it's overreacting. I think some of those things are on the table for this game. I wrote a story yesterday that about the trust is sort of on the line in this game, and that's not just the coaches to Joe Milton. I think that's Joe Milton to the wide receivers. I think that's Josh Heupel, the play caller, to his offensive line. You know, if you look at last year's offense, if they want to take a deep shot, they knew that offensive line would hold up. Hendon Hooker, if he knew, for example, at the Pitt game last year when he targeted Cedric Tillman like 24 times, he knew it's third down, I'm going to Cedric Tillman, he's catching the ball. I don't think Joe Milton has that guy right now. Brew McCoy probably has the best chance to be that guy, but it's not there yet. Josh Heupel knew, and Joe Milton knew, if the middle of the field was exposed, there's going to be some type of seam route there. They're going to hit it, and it's going to go for a big play. That was the story of the Alabama game with Jalen Hyatt. Those things are uncertain right now. They didn't seem uncertain in preseason practice. They seem uncertain after that Austin Peay game. So I think this game will sort of dictate a lot of that. If any of those guys trust 100% what any of the others can do. And, I mean, some of this will have to do with Florida, too. I'm curious to see what Billy Napier does or what his staff does on defense. Austin Peay had a great game plan and a great approach, and it maybe exposed some things in Tennessee's timing. Some of that goes to the fact that Cooper Mays was out at center. Some of that goes to new personnel over there. But, you know, if you look in pre-snap through a lot of through especially the early parts of that game, Austin Peay would look like they were in whatever their base was, and then they would start to bring guys up in the box. They would load the box. Tennessee would pause for a second. Milton would pause for a second, look to the sideline. But then at the snap, they would drop eight into coverage. And it seemed like usually in this tempo offense, we're used to Tennessee dictating things. They're always a step ahead of the defense. Early in that game, Austin Peay's defense was dictating things. And I'll be curious to see how Florida approaches that, because we're two games in now, and both defenses they face, Virginia and Austin Peay, basically have said, we're not going to let Joe Milton throw over the top. Everything's going to be underneath, and we don't think you can hurt us well enough underneath.
Well, Adam, to that point, one thing they've done really well through two games, albeit, you know, obviously with a talent advantage, has been run the football, and they've run all over Virginia and Austin Peay. How much of a part of the game plan, how much of Tennessee's success to you depends on how well they do that on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I'd wondered early in the, you know, before the season, if they would have a 1,000-yard rusher. I'm convinced they're going to now, because I think Jalen Wright's going to, he's going to keep doing this even in SEC play. They can run with him. I think maybe some of this first two games was to test out the pass game and to see how good they could be at it, how close they could be of what they were the last 2 years. And that's, you know, again, the jury's still out on that, but I think you're starting to see their identity is that, you know, this offense is supposed to be run first anyway. It's got this, people have this idea that it's a passing offense, but you end up in the pass. You don't start there. The principles are to run the ball. And I think of what they've seen out of the first two games, they may be more often just to look to the run to win games. And maybe that means it's not as high scoring. Maybe that means that affects the tempo some, but you know, they're fine winning either way, but they certainly, I think, feel more confident in that. And again, some of that depends on whether Cooper Mays is playing, whether or not they can then slide Ollie Lane to left guard, and whether or not that would solidify that offensive line, which has been okay so far, but not to the level that they needed to be.
Meanwhile, I watch the defense play. I'm very impressed with the defense. I think that they're going to be improved against the better teams this year, but I don't know that for sure. What's your sense of the defense heading in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think the defense suffers from what we've seen the last 2 years. And last year's defense suffered from what they did the year before. You know, people forget last year the defense was pretty good. I mean, it was top 30, I think, top 35 in the country in scoring. That was up from like 97 the year before. They were good against the run last year. They've been one of the better tackles for loss teams the last couple of years. But when we look at them of what they've done so far this year, they lead the country in sacks. They lead the country in tackles for loss. We're still like, is this a good defense, though? I'm not sure. You know, if this was flipped on the other side and the offense was leading the country in some categories, we would say, well, of course they're great and they're going to be great all year. But we're just not sure about this defense because of who they played, but especially of that they, you know, haven't been great the last 2 years. So we're sort of waiting for them to prove themselves. And honestly, I am too. I think there's been some pass rush there. I think they've gotten to the backfield well, but it's been against two bad opponents. You know, Kamal Haddon had a pick last game. He also had some pass interferences last game because he wouldn't turn his head on coverage. When he did turn his head, he got the pick. So there's something. But he's I think he leads the country in passes defended right now. But is he
– people like throwing at him.
They do.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Yeah, that means he's being targeted. So we'll see against better teams. And Florida is not a great team. I feel like Tennessee's probably going to win a close one. I don't base that as much on the fact that I think Tennessee's going to fix all the problems. I base that as much on I think Florida is sort of a okay middle-of-the-pack SEC team, and so I think they're beatable.
Well, Adam, looking forward to the game coming up on Saturday. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Adam Sparks from the Knoxville News Sentinel, our guest on Robbie and Rexha. We'll look ahead to Tennessee and Florida coming up next. How much is on the line for Joe Milton in this game? And Joe Rexha asked the question, do Tennessee fans really have anything to be worried about against the Florida Gators? We'll get into that next, too. This is Robbie and Rexha, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.